Hello everybody, welcome back to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. If it's your first time here, then welcome for the first time, and welcome back, as I said before, if it is your second or third or fourth or 100th or 150th time back, so happy to have you. I've got a song stuck in my head, and I wish I was instantly being transported to a karaoke bar with this song on the docket. It's by Foreigner, and it's called, I think it's called I Wanna Know What Love Is. It's like, I wanna know what love is, I want you to show me. And that's the chorus. But if you listen to the whole song, it's really good. It takes you on a journey. I heard it on the radio and I was like, oh my gosh. I had a similar thing with that song called Africa by Toto. I've heard it a million times, but actually when you listen to it, it kind of gets into you in a certain way. If you are able to go listen to I Wanna Know What Love Is, please do it as soon as you can, and then report back to me, whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com. Email me or send me a voice note. Tell me what you think of the song. Do you hate it? Do you also love it? Have you never heard of it? And then when you heard it, is now your new favorite song? I think I'm like on the verge of buying the vinyl record just so I can put it on in my new center and just rock out when no one's there. Anyway, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I think I do know what love is, actually. But that's a convo for another day. I was at the center this morning into the afternoon, ripping up carpet tiles before I thought, okay, maybe I should enlist the help of someone professional with this, because the tiles were so stuck down. It's like pulling up some carpet tiles that are glued to concrete and with like heavy duty concrete adhesive. And let me tell you, it's not great for your back, your legs, your hands, your arms, your face, your ears, or any other part of your body. My feet didn't suffer so bad, but everything else was not good. I had to wear a mask because of dust and things, particles. So we got a lot of it done, but eventually just tapped out and said, okay, let's do some painting instead. So, you know, it's coming along slowly, getting really excited. I've been stocking up on all the stuff I have to buy for the center. You know, starting up a business, a brick and mortar, it's a scary, expensive thing, but it's also exciting and thrilling and everything else. So keep an eye out. I have an Instagram account for it. It's called Steady Wave Center with underscores in between. Or you can just follow me on @crossrecord. And I'll probably post about it there as well. But we're not here to talk about my meditation / end of life resources center. This is not a podcast about that. It's a podcast where we sit down or keep standing up or lay down or whatever position you feel most at ease in. We get into that and then we look at something together. I will be looking at it with my eyes. You will be looking at it with your imagination, your mind's eye, with me, alongside me in this activity. And it tends to chill you out. It chills me out. It might make you laugh sometimes or cry. Whatever emotion comes up, it's safe to say that it's the correct one. Any emotion that's coming up, how could it be wrong? You know what I mean? So just let it go, let it flow. Even if it makes no sense to you, doesn't matter. It does make sense to you somehow, but maybe your conscious perception doesn't know how it fits in with the whole storyline of things that you're in. I didn't prepare anything at all to look at. I've just turned my recorder on like I sometimes do, and I'm just scanning the room, and I hate to admit this, but I have next to my bed a package of candy that I just saw. Let me retrieve it. I didn't purchase this, not that it matters, but this was a gift, and they're gummies. And sometimes, most nights, to be honest, when after work I get home and have made dinner, have eaten dinner, have chilled out to some YouTube, I like to lay in bed with some more YouTube on the laptop and have a little snack. And I fully admit that snacking before bedtime is not the greatest idea for your tummy, but it's enjoyable to me sometimes. And apparently I was a couple days ago eating these sour watermelon candy kitten gummies. So let's look at them. What do you say? It's an exciting culinary adventure of the sour variety. Now, if I were to purchase candies for myself, I definitely wouldn't choose sour candy. It's just not really my thing. It's not what I enjoy the most. But I will eat them if they're with me. I will eat them in a pinch, you know, in a little pinch. In a candy pinch, I'll eat a sour watermelon candy kitten. Sue me. Please don't sue me. Oh gosh, my whole body is aching, guys. My whole body. But, you know, that's how I know I'm alive. This bag of candy kittens is about 6.5 to 7 inches tall and about 4 or 5 inches wide. Wide. And then about 3 inches deep. So it's quite a big bag. It's a sharing bag. And it's primarily white. It's made of a kind of plasticky feeling zip lock top bag. And the other colors that are printed on the bag are turquoise and silver, pink, green, and that's it. So let's start at the top. And we'll look at the back today, too. The top of the bag has, of course, been ripped open. So there's the Ziploc portion at the top. And at the top is where the turquoise is. So it's about 1.5 inches band at the top of the bag that's turquoise. And it's a very bright, vibrant turquoise color. It's very blue, green, saturated turquoise. And it says candy kittens on this band. And candy kittens is in white, in the same white as the bag. And actually, it is white, but it's sort of a frosted effect bag. So it's not fully opaque white. It's got that. If I put my fingers behind it, you can slightly see my fingers behind the bag. So it's more of a frosted white type of effect bag. The candy kittens font is simple, it's bold, it's sans serif, and just kind of plain, a little bit narrow, and it has an R at the end, trademark thing. And then we get to the main bulk of the bag, which is the frosted white background with some dots around. The dots, they're like polka dots. They are in silver print ink, silver ink. And it's slightly metallic, so that's the only reason I didn't say gray. It's slightly metallic-y, catching the light, gray. I mean silver, not gray. Gray silver. In the center, well, it's centered, it's not in the center of the bag. It's just slightly below the Candy Kittens band. It says Sour Watermelon. And this is in a kind of retro-y font, a sort of old school serifed font. And it's slightly serifed. It's not super serif, but it is, I would say, a serifed font. It's in pink. The pink is... I was going to say baby pink. It's more saturated than that. I would say it's a bubblegum pink. Let's go with that. Bubblegum pink. Sour watermelon. Sour is capitalized. Sorry, the S is capitalized. The W is capitalized, but everything else is not. This font reminds me of something, but I can't quite put my finger on it. It's like a, I think it's called Rockwell. Let me look it up. I'm going to be impressed with myself if this is similar. Okay, it's not that similar, but at least I know what Rockwell looks like now. It's kind of a 70s looking font. Classic, old school, retro. I like it. Underneath Sour Watermelon, it says Gourmet Sweets, and then a dividing line, London. And that part is smaller, and it's in silver. Same font, though. And it's lowercase, except for the first letter of the words. And then, let me just count the polka dots for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There's 15 polka dots spreading out over the bag. So they're pretty evenly distributed. And the main event of the front of the bag is this see-through window shaped like the head of a kitten and outlined in silver. And it's got kind of a graphic nose and straight across mouth. So it's just a V for a nose and then a line for the mouth. Very plain. But through the window, I can not only see some writing on the other side of the bag, backwards of course, but I can see what the actual candy kittens look like. And they're the same shape as the graphic of the window, but they're about an inch by an inch little candy jelly discs shaped like kitten heads, and they've got a checkered effect. So half of the jelly is green, half of it is pink, but in a checkered way. So like the right ear is pink, the left ear is green, and then the left lower side of the face is pink and the right lower side of the face is green. And they've got a coating of kind of sour stuff on it, like little granules of sourness on the jelly. And I can see 11 jellies just with my bare eyes at the moment, but I know there's more in there. Below the kitten, it says palm oil free in black, same font as the Sour Watermelon Gourmet Sweets. And then below that it says 145 grams E / 5.1 ounces E. And then to the right of the kitten window, there's a circle of kind of a minty color, mint green, pretty vibrant green, and it says vegan recipe in the white frosted color texture, and it's in the same font as everything else on the front of the bag, except for the Candy Kittens branding. And that's the front of the bag. Let's flip it over, shall we? So, up on top here, where on the other side it says Candy Kittens, on the turquoise band, we have some pink printing. It was, there was something else printed up there that's now completely ripped off, but I think it said CNDY because the rest of it says KTNS for kittens. Obviously a truncated expression of that. So that makes me think that it says candy up top in a similarly truncated expression. Candy kittens, all caps, very bold, same sans serif text as the candy kittens on the front. Below that, there's some printing, some text in a what I call computer font. It just looks like something that was slapped on the bag after it had been produced. It says Candy Kittens EU GmbH 46426 Emmerich, Germany BB 04 Mar 2022 L 3067 21 1358. Maybe when they're imported to England is when this stamp gets put on it, but I don't really know. So below this stamp thing and under also the turquoise band, we have a little statement, and that this is in the same sour watermelon font and color. It's a little paragraph and it says, "We're candy kittens and, like you, we don't settle for average. Developed by our team in London, we blend big flavors with honest ingredients to bring you sweets that taste as great as they look. No compromises." Well, that's a relief. This, I should have mentioned, is still on the same frosted white as the front, but the polka dots are less silvery, less metallic, less saturated, and they're not kind of half haphazardly distributed. They're more in like in straight lines for some reason. We have under that paragraph, we have four emblems, all in the turquoise color, and they look like stamps or like seals of approval. The first one says, "Made with watermelon juice," and it's got a watermelon with some squirty droplets coming out of the half of the watermelon image. It's like a little, it's an illustration of a watermelon. The next one says, "Palm oil free," with a palm tree, and it's got a cross through it. The next one says, "Natural flavors and colors," with a peach drawing. And then the last one says, Carnauba wax free. And there's a picture of a leaf, which I'm assuming is a Carnauba leaf, and with an X through it, or a slash through it. To the left, we have some nutrition information. It says sour watermelon in that pink font, and pink retro font. It says nutrition, typical values per 100g. And this is now in black, very plain sans serif writing. Energy, 1449 kJ/341 kcal. Fat, of which saturates below 0.1 grams. Carbohydrate, of which are sugars, 83 grams of carbohydrates, 59 of which are sugars. Whoa. Protein, 0.8 grams. Salt, 0.19 grams. Below that, it says, "At Candy Kittens, want a sweet talk? CKHQ7 Lyric Square, London, W60ED. Candy at candykittens.co.uk, 145 grams E/5.1 ounces E. Then to the right, we have the ingredients in the same sans serif black font as the nutrition values. So here we go. Fruit gum with 10% watermelon juice. Ingredients: sugar, glucose syrup, modified starch, 10% watermelon juice from concentrate, dextrose, acids, malic acid, citric acid, lactic acid, potato protein, acidity regulators, sodium malates and calcium carbonate, natural flavoring, fruit and plant concentrates, black carrot, pumpkin, apple, spirulina concentrate, hydrolyzed pea protein. Allergy advice, packed in a factory that handles milk, peanuts, and nuts. And then in turquoise, it says, keep me in a cool, dry place. And the cool has five O's. So that's keep me in a cool, dry place. In a green box, the same green as the vegan recipe. Actually, no. Maybe, it's hard to tell. This looks more of like a grass green than a mint green. In green text, it says, more than just delicious. Find out about our social mission at candykittens.co.uk. One cool thing about companies these days, I've noticed, is that a lot of them have some kind of social mission, like a social cause. Part of their proceeds go to charity, or they're recycling something in an interesting way, something like that, which I think is very responsible of companies to do these days. Then we have a recycling emblem. It says, recycle with bags at large supermarket, don't recycle at home. So you put these bags in the, where the supermarket recycle bags container is, which is fine. The barcode reads 506-0384-261-850. And that's Candy Kittens. They're pretty good. There's also a mango one that I've tried. I like those better, but the sour watermelon is also good. Everyone, I think that does it for today's What I'm Looking At episode. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, check it out. It's patreon.com/EmilyCross. I would really appreciate you checking it out, and I really appreciate all my current patrons, of course. Y'all make my life that much easier, and I couldn't do some of the things I do without you, so thank you very, very much. And what else did I want to say? I guess have a good day. Have a good day. I hope you're well, and I'll talk to you next time.